I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And it's time for a brand new Skim. It's 113 episodes, Kim. How do you feel?
Wow.
Since 2018, that's actually not that much.
It's true.
Is that when we started? Yeah, right after BlizzCon 2018.
Yeah.
We came home.
We took a little time off in the middle. It was weird.
It was
2020.
Weird.
2020.
Yeah.
And for some reason felt busy even though it wasn't.
Yeah, that was a dumb year. I didn't like it. No, sir, I didn't.
It's a wash.
But yeah, we're back and we got stuff to talk about. It's tax season. Kim's been
I hate tax season.
I know.
I'm sorry for all you accountants out there that love this time of year. I don't.
You don't.
I have to just buckle down and find everything that we need.
Yeah, and every year it's the same thing. It's like, do you have this stuff? Yes, I think so. Wait, where is it? Who gives us that? I don't know. Do I get a form from them? Like, I feel like the same questions happen every year. And then I think, oh, I'll remember all this.
And I'll
write it down.
Be more organized next year. No.
And then it rolls around. I'm like, I don't know where we get that list from. We'll have to find it. Blah, blah, blah. So
we're organized in a lot of places, just not with that stuff.
Are we done? We're done though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've already turned them in. I just have to wait and see how much we owe, you know.
We have an accountant. He's, I don't know. Do you think he's sick of us after all these years?
We've known him for 25 years. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, I first met him in 96. It would have been...
So 26 years.
Jeez. Carter wasn't even alive yet.
Right. Because Carter turned 26 next month.
What?
Yeah.
Come on now. That sounds like BS to me. Anyway, we hope your tax season's going well. I don't know how the rest of the world does it, like on what their time frame is. Do you guys all do it around April? Is it a different time of year? Does the government just swoop in and take everything out of your bank directly? Like, what happens?
I don't know. I just know that we have to have it done. I try to get it done in February.
Yeah.
And then turn it in, and then I have to wait to see what he says I need or don't need or owe or, well, we always owe.
We always owe, but there's never, we're out of the world where we get a refund. That doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's because you work for yourself.
Yeah, if you work for yourself, you don't work for a company anymore. You don't, there's no like socking it away and then getting two grand out of nowhere. Because there's
that was
the extra.
Nice. We had little kids and they were, we don't even have any, what do you call them? Dependents anymore.
What do you call them? What were they on us? Oh, they were dependent on us. That's right. Yeah, we don't have to claim anybody anymore.
Yes. And so that is even, you know.
That was actually kind of nice, though.
Yeah.
Because you had breaks per kid.
Yes.
You had
refunds because you worked for another company at the time.
Right. What are we even
when
doing?
When you were little.
Whatever. I'm not going to live my life the way the government thinks I should live it. I pay my taxes. I keep the... You know what?
That's we pay a lot and we pay quarterly and we pay the
Kim and I think about this a lot. We've talked about this before. You always hear about some rich idiot who's someone's trying to take him to court for just being a total jackass and ripping people off. And it always seems like it's some organization or individual with tons of money who is screwing other people out of money.
The little guy.
Yeah. Or skipping out on taxes themselves or something else. And yet here we are toiling away, doing exactly as we're told, you know, paying our taxes.
Toiling away.
So that by the end of the year, when tax season comes around or whatever, or, you know, we're on the up and up. We have a great credit score. Like, we're doing all the stuff you're supposed to. Yet it's the rich people who are all jack-A's. Do we need to be bigger? Do we need to be bigger jack-A's? And that will make us more money? No?
I mean, you know.
I've thought about this before. There are people I know who I've seen online who were, let's say 10 years ago, were just quiet, little, mild content creators, right? Kind of working their way through it, kind of like me, doing their thing. And then something snapped with one or two of them, and they decided to go hard on, like, meanness, being contrarians, controversy for no reason, just to stir people up. Mm-hmm. And now they're huge. They have gigantic audiences, and they make jack tons of money because they've decided to be
not the nice guy.
Kind of horrible. Yeah. And then I don't even think they probably, when they're done, they probably go take a shower and live their life normally. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, it's not really them, but it's made them a bunch of money.
I don't think it's really you either. I think you'd have a hard time being just a total
a-hole
to everybody.
Yeah. I don't think I can do it. I've thought about it. Because, like, man, that's where all the money seems to be. That's where all the success is. It's this freaking rage tubers. And
well, that's just really sad that that's where the success is.
I know. I don't.
That's what people want to hear. Everyone really mad and angry and pissed off at the world. Come on.
Really bugs me that that's a thing. But it is. It's a thing. All right. it's probably still. That's still. How do I put this? You have to be a certain kind of, not psychopath. You have to be a certain kind of.
Sociopath?
Sure. To just flip that switch and say, yep, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to be this character so that because I'm going to take advantage of people.
Well, that's different if it's just a character. As long as they're not. I mean, how do you turn that off?
I don't know.
In everything else you do.
I don't know. I can't do it. I am what I am.
I'm okay with that.
I'm like Popeye. I am what I am. All right.
I am's what I am.
And is that what he says?
I don't know.
I am. Wait. I'm Papa the Sailor Man.
Okay, we're not. All right.
Look, we strive for correctness and accuracy here on the popular couples podcast known as Skim. All right. So also the kids are doing good. The little baby is 25 weeks old and cute as a button and happy. And
she looks like a little, she looks like she should be on the Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah. She's a little chibi baby.
So chubby.
Yeah. And she's
so cute.
She's
and
super cute and blonde. She laughs at everything. she's just, it's so funny how different they are or unique. And our kids were this way as well, right? Like, they just, nobody came out the same. They're all different.
All very different personalities.
Yeah. And you're sure that, like, okay, well, what's the difference? It's the same home environment, same parents. Why the variety? And you can go down a pretty deep hole.
It's the spice of life.
Yeah, I guess it is. You can go down a pretty deep hole of trying to figure out why, you know, Carter was always the happy-go-lucky one, and Taylor was the studious, sort of focused one, and Nick was the one that couldn't make a decision.
That sounds
bad. I don't mean it bad. He just was, you know, he had a hard time with decisions. And, but it's also, he's really sweet-natured. Like, he's, like, what made him that way? Like, I don't get it. Like, they're all the same. They lived in the same house.
They all have different goals in mind. They all have, I mean, Nick's starting up his little shoe shine that is going to be awesome.
Did he settle on the name?
Nicky Boy. No, Nicky's Shoe Shine.
Nicky's. Okay, I kind of like that.
Yeah. Nicky's? That's his nickname.
Yeah.
From work, I guess.
Who calls him that?
People at work.
At the work.
Yes. At whatever work he's been in, Nicky has stuck.
Really? I think I'm okay with that. Nicky's. If he gets a good logo.
He's working on that.
Yeah. He wants to do a little. He's so into the intricate art of taking somebody's old ass leather boot.
Well, pretty much leather works. He likes the idea of working with anything leather.
Yeah, he loves it.
And just cleaning it up and making it look new again.
He's an old soul that way. He would have thrived in the 1800s or 1700s or something. Just a cobbler up the street named Nick. Everyone called him Nicky for short. But he loves it. And he took a pair of my Doc Martens that I've had for 25 years.
Longer than that.
26, 27 years, something like that. Old ass Doc Martens. They never fully fall
apart.
They
were all scuffy and just really
pretty
old.
Banged
but
up.
They don't ever fall apart. They're Doc Martens.
He took those, came back to me, handed them to me. First of all, the room smelled wonderful when he walked in with those. Whatever you treated him with smelled so good. But they look like brand new freaking shoes.
They do. He's really good at that. He was a shoe shine at a club for a while.
Yeah.
And he worked at Red Wing. Everyone knew that. And then went to Red Wing, Minnesota to learn how they make the shoes on an assembly line. Like he's learned, he likes the idea of finding out everything about it. That's really a cool thing.
Yep. And by the way, when he was shoe shining, I'm just going to mention this, and that club was like an exclusive club for like dudes who are millionaires, a couple of them billionaires. And they would come in there, come traipsing through there, and they would get their shoe shined by Nick and hang out at the club and do whatever they did. And they're terrible. The richer they were, according to Nick, the worse tippers they were. Horrible tippers. Like awful tippers. They've got millions and millions of dollars and they're giving Nick sometimes nothing.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's true.
And he was doing a great job. It's not like it wasn't because he was bad at it or something like that. So it just, I don't know, I'll never forget that. Like the more money you get, the more hoardy you get, I guess. With
yeah.
It.
Probably. I don't know. I've never had that much.
Kim, I'm going to be a rage tuber. And,
are you?
We're going to start hoarding it and never tipping. I can't wait. It's going to be great. Anyway.
I bet everyone can't wait to hear Scott raging.
Yeah, it's going to be something. Oh, sorry. Did you move me?
Yeah, you pulled my
headphones. I pulled your cord. Sorry. I didn't mean to do that. The way we have to sit in the office when we do this, I need to change this, but we can't actually look at each other.
Well, we're sitting next to each other, but if you swing your chair like you were doing, it pulls my headphone cord.
So yeah.
I'm like, be careful. I'm not going to be able to hear you.
It sounds like we're in some fancy studio. We're really not. We're sitting very skwampus. There's a cable hanging over my lap. It could break any minute. Rage tube.
It's all. All right. Rage about that.
Let's
How
do
about that?
That? Kim's watching the show. I wanted to mention this. She's watching 9-1-1. Another procedural, because you got done with The Rookies, right? You finished all that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every Tuesday there's another episode that comes out.
So. Oh, are they?
They're still running it.
Are they still? Oh, but and they come next day on Hulu, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you like those things.
Yes. And I will tell you that in 2020, I tried to watch some of these just because I enjoy them. And it's kind of good background or whatever I'm working on. I couldn't then. It was too much. It was too stressful.
We couldn't even watch Star Trek that year. Remember that?
No, it was too stressful.
It was too stressy. It was like, I don't know if I want to deal with a bunch of drama.
Everything was on high alert. So now I feel like, okay, I've settled in a little. It's still winter here. So I'm watching things that just make you sit under a blanket and watch whatever it is with popcorn. And, I'm still there.
Yeah. We got snow again yesterday.
We got snow again. And this morning.
I guess we'd get snow in March, but I feel like it should be clearing more now. It should be warming
We're
up.
Not getting that 3 months of March, April, May, spring this year.
No. April can be unpredictable. There's been times like that time we've talked about it, but that time we went to Vegas and it snowed on the way home. We got stuck and it was real bad. I'm really hoping we don't have that when we go to Vegas in a couple of weeks. Three and a half weeks.
Yeah.
Can you believe that's
excited.
How soon that is? That's crazy.
I'm excited.
I am
I
too.
Love Vegas.
Gonna
I think
see
it's
everybody.
So fun.
I know Barry and Bobby Ann are listening. We get to see them.
Yep.
We get to see all you people.
All you people.
Yeah. it'll be fun. We're looking forward to it. So look for... Oh, and I'll be handing out these cool drink coasters I made that are not part of the official swag bag, which is also coming, of course. But I made drink coasters that say Viva TMS Vegas 2023. It's got Vegas Vicky, the old famous sign out there, and me and Brian sitting on our leg like we would. Anyway, and you can put that under your drink, whether it's alcoholic or a Coke, it doesn't matter. We'll take whatever you got. Anyway, so that'll be fun. And we're speaking of Vegas. What was I going to say? I had a thing to say. Oh, so Brian went this week to kind of,
check out
suss
everything.
Out stuff, make sure things are set the way they're supposed to. And one of them is the space called the Sand Dollar that didn't exist before this trip. They built it since we were last there. And it's a kind of a lounge performance area, bar type space in the plaza where we're staying. And it looks awesome. It's going to be perfect.
I'm excited to have that stuff in the space.
Right. That's people don't have to fumble for Ubers and Lyfts all night trying to figure out what bar to get to and how to get there and like all that.
Yeah.
They just go downstairs.
Nice.
Right?
I like it.
Oh, I'm so excited about
that. I like
that.
It a lot.
That means that night's going to be just way less weird and crazy and, you know, everybody running around. So it'll be great. Looking forward to seeing you all there. Oh, and I wanted to mention something. Think September listens to this show. I got the nicest thing in the mail from September. She sent me, so I was complaining on a show, I think a week ago yesterday, about how I'm not drawing enough. And I feel like part of it is all this AI art generation stuff is just kind of making me feel a little uninspired. Like, oh, great. Mm-hmm. Computers are doing their stupid thing. I guess I'm just not that into it anymore or whatever. Just kind of weird malaise about art. It's weird. Anyway, I haven't even talked to you much about it, but, it's weird. It's just in there.
You're going to find weird little things in there.
That's I might. Funny. I didn't realize she'd sneak something in there. Maybe she didn't know because there's only one, it seems. But anyway, she sent me this collaged front with some of my old artwork on it. Or not that old. Some of it is. Some sketches, signature, one of my playing cards I designed. Anyway, collage the front of it. And then it's a sketchbook, big empty sketchbook for me to take with me and get inspired and draw stuff. Isn't that cool?
There you have it.
I love it.
There you have a picture.
It made my week to get that. It made my month to get that. It's just such a nice gesture. And I didn't expect
things.
It.
I always feel bad when I don't mention it. And I think, did I say anything? But people have sent things at Christmas time and just different times to us. And it's been just awesome.
I always forget to name names too, but today I will not forget. I'm naming names. Her name is September because she was born in the month of September. Check this out too. This thing that she stuck in here.
Is that a picture of us with her?
No, that's me. I think that's the Jen.
Oh,
and that's September, but I don't know why this has just slipped in there. She might have meant to put this somewhere. Maybe she just, I don't know. Maybe it's an Easter egg. I don't know. Here, take a look at it. There's no note on it. We're going to see the Jen. She lives in Vegas now. She teaches there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if her class calls her Mrs. The Jen.
The Jen.
Mrs. The Jen, I need to pee. Like that. I don't know. I have to find out. And we will.
When we see her.
Yeah. All right. I think it's all I had for that. Do you want some emails and things today?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this one. Good morning, Scott and Kim. For Skim, my husband and I sent you a package with popcorn from the Popcorn Baron, our family popcorn business, and gummies from Albanese, their main...
Oh, I love
Albanese. Am I saying that right? Albanese? Mm-hmm. Their main headquarters in Northwest Indiana. I almost read India. Unfortunately, I don't remember all the flavors I sent you. We included our friend's business cards to see all of his 50-plus flavors. Is that what this bag is?
I think it is. Okay, I don't know. This is from Natasha.
We got it. Let's open it. Okay. We got a thing. We hadn't opened it yet. Yeah, go ahead. It's like Foley work.
Sorry, it's loud.
No, it's totally fine.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Is this it? Okay, yes, so we go. Oh, my gosh. How much sugar is in all of this? New York cheesecake? What?
But there's Cajun, so you can do Cajun. Going to have a lot of sugar.
Nah, that'll just give me a heart attack.
Hand me the New York cheesecake. That's for me.
Okay, you have that. What's this one?
Korean barbecue.
Are you kidding?
Very exciting.
Oh, look at that.
These are the Albanese.
I'll be eating that.
I think I'm saying it right. Oh, yeah, the Ultimates.
Albanese. these are.
We'll ask for pronunciation next time.
Gluten-free, fat-free, low sodium.
Next time we see her.
How much sugar? 14 grams. Can't eat that. But you and Carter can.
Yes, these are the sugar-free ones.
Oh, we got sugar-free.
Just for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What do they have in here for the sweetness?
I don't know.
Because sometimes they give you the.
This is awesome. Oh, here we go. Popcorn Baron. All right, we have the cards.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Can't tell what this has for sweetener.
I can find out for you.
All right, you'll find out for
me. Yes, I will.
That's very kind. What is the rest of this? What's this?
More gummies. Man,
you and Carter.
Just Van and I will enjoy together.
Yeah, look at these. These are great.
Yeah.
8 flavored gummy bears. Natural flavors.
These are the big 12. Old. And these are the...
These are all shiny.
Ultimate.
I'm going to eat one of those. Oh, look at these. Alfonso mango, Asian pear, black currant. Blood orange, crimson cranberry, Fuji apple, queen pineapple, and rubus raspberry. What do you think rubus raspberry is?
Is it a ruby's raspberry? It
just says rubus. R-U-B-U-S. Rubus.
Probably just a different variety of raspberry.
This is great.
Oh my gosh. Very exciting. Thank you. Thank you.
Indiana's own. Albanese. Also, this... do you get the business card for the guy? I want to give him a shout out.
There we go.
Okay. So this... The family popcorn business... It's called Popcorn Baron. Ooh, I love it. Keith C. Perry Jr. Do they have a website? Let's see. I want to give them a shout out. No website, but I see a Twitter account. And my eyes suck. Can you read that? Or you have it?
At G-E-K-I-O-H.
G-E-K-I-O-H on Twitter. And boy, these look good.
Very cool.
I trust anyone who calls himself the Popcorn Baron.
Absolutely.
You know?
Very cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's so nice.
Yeah. Incredible we'll be episode. Ordering some other flavors because this looks amazing.
She goes, the sugar-free one is for Scott. The mini bags are for Van. The large one is for Carter and the others for Kim. We hope you enjoy it. Cool. During the long down periods between the episodes of Skim, it's not that long.
Yeah, probably.
It's only been a week. No.
It's been two.
Okay. Two weeks. We have a twice a month show, apparently.
2.6 weeks, remember?
I listened to some earlier episodes. In one of the episodes, Scott mentioned he's going to write a children's book. Are you still planning on creating said book for Van or Phoebe? Yeah, Carter and I are doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my next project. Dungeon Murder ends up being finished, no one can see this. I don't know why I'm holding it. Where'd the cards go? Ooh, that makes me nervous.
I don't know. Anyway, when the game is done.
Anyway, when the game's done and we're up and the Kickstarter's out, next project is the book, and I'm writing it, Carter's illustrating it, and we are very excited about it. So
and Van's gonna love that.
Yeah. So exciting stuff! Thank you so much, Christian and Natasha. Natasha sounds Russian, doesn't it? I love that name, Natasha. These are gummy bears. You have gummy bear and popcorn. All right. Let's move on to this one. Dear Scott and Kim says, let's see, who is this from? This is from, it's from Jeff Sire, our old pal Jeff Sire.
I think we're going to see in Vegas.
Yeah, he's coming to Vegas. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I haven't seen him since, physically seen him, I think, since either in Nerdtacular like 2017 or maybe prior to that. It's been a bit.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Anyway, he's bringing his son, I think, with him.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I think we've met him once.
I think so. My brain doesn't know. He'll tell me.
It's been a while.
Dear Scott and Kim, regarding you guys being upset waiting for people to pull out of parking spots, I've worked shift work at a power plant for over 20 years. That's right. He always sends pictures, and this stuff is wild to me, his job. And he says, we call people like you vultures. All right? Vultures. I'll be dragging my carcass in my truck after a night shift, and these cars will slowly follow me through the parking lot like some kind of horror movie to see where I park and take the spot when I leave. There are still free spots in the lot, but they want a closer one. I'll take my time letting my truck warm up and clearing off the snow off the truck. I've had a few of these helpful individuals offer me advice on how to vacate their parking spot faster. It seems they never realize they would have saved more time if they just parked 100 meters further and just walked. I hope in your case there were no other spots and this was your only option. Otherwise, just park further away and spend the extra 30 seconds walking back to the closest door. Says it's faster in the long run. The stupidest place this happens is at the gym. People will wait for a minute to save walking 20 seconds more in a place where they are going to be running on a treadmill. Jeff Sire. I love it.
We weren't doing that.
We weren't doing
that. It was midday at an aquarium and there were no other spots.
Yeah, that's the problem. There were no spots at this place. Had there been, we don't care.
I would walk.
Yeah, we don't mind. We don't mind walking.
Thanks for calling us vultures, though, Jeff.
But yeah, people that do it to save 20 seconds, but then...
I'll have to admit, that's really funny that it happens at the gym.
The gym. Yeah, it is funny, right? Maybe they weren't going to treadmill. Maybe they're going to go lift something and they want to save their energy. I don't know. I don't know what people think. I don't know what they're doing.
I've many times parked far away. We were circling the lot up and down every aisle. We didn't even follow anyone.
5-10 minutes.
We just saw someone getting in their car and went, oh, there's a spot opening up, and then sat there.
That was the only reason. And then them taking their time, knowing that the parking lot is full, they're the vultures now. They're on the carcass, eating all the food. We're just trying to get a bone here and there.
We were just taking Van to the aquarium.
Yep, there you go. All right, Jeff, hopefully that clears things
up. Trying my best. I will walk further, Jeff, just for you.
Just for Jeff. Just for Jeff. Oh, look, a text. Would you like to hear this text from Nick in Springfield, Massachusetts?
Of course.
For Kim, the parking lot talk. Oh, we're back to that.
For Kim.
For Skim, sorry. How can you see that from there?
I have good eyes with my contact.
All right. I used to work at Kohl's in high school. I'd get my lunch at either Panera or KFC or one of the other places in the plaza and go eat in my car. I could have my iPod, this was a while ago, going during lunch and fart as much as I want. Definitely had people sitting in their cars thinking I was leaving when I wasn't. Just funny you brought this up. Love the show though, Nick. So sometimes, but see, at the aquarium,
as much as I want,
but at the aquarium, they're leaving. They were leaving. They left the aquarium. We followed them as they walked to their car and got into it. They weren't going to go there to eat and then go back into the aquarium.
It's okay. It's all right. We found a spot eventually.
We did finally get there. I used to do that too, where I, you know what my favorite thing to do is in a parking lot was when I was going to college and you and I were dating. I had really early morning class. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that early. It was like 8 o'clock. But the problem was the parking lot would get so full.
From the 7 a.m. class.
Yeah. That if I didn't get there super early, then I wasn't going to get a spot. And so I would get there at like 6:30 a.m. And I would pull in there in my crappy, what was that car?
I don't
Chevy
remember.
Freaking.
Something or other.
Piece of garbage. Anyway, I'd pull in there, find a spot. And then sleep for an hour and a half in my car. Just lay back and get like a little extra snoozy time.
Get a little nap. Nice.
And I have to admit, that little extra like, I'm awake, I've driven somewhere, I'm actually have to be alert to drive, all that. And then you nap for an hour and a half. Something about that was really refreshing. So by the time I went to class, I had like tons of energy. It felt great those mornings. But I had to do it because I had no other way to keep those spots. And I remember people would see me in it. Sometimes if I was awake, I'd see them through the rear view and they would stop, look at me for a bunch of time and then keep going. So they also thought I was going to leave and I wasn't. Yeah. And I realized it's a tenuous relationship we have with these strangers who want to come and go when they want to go and when they want to come and we want to go and come when we want to too. Mm-hmm. Let's all try to get along. Final text. What is Kim's proper al dente and how long does she boil the noodles? And this had no name on it. I don't know what that means. Because al dente is a thing.
I don't really have a time for al dente. I have to taste it.
What is al dente?
Whenever you have pasta that is just undercooked enough that it's still...
A little stiff?
Yeah, you don't want soggy pasta. No one wants soggy pasta.
No, you want bouncy, rubbery.
Exactly. Just a little bit of give in that pasta. I don't really have a time. I literally just taste it. And I kind of know what it looks like.
Yeah. Kim does a lot of winging it in the kitchen.
I really do. I don't really use a lot of recipes unless I'm baking. Yeah. And that isn't very often.
Yeah.
So with cooking, I taste everything and I smell everything and I can get a good sense for it that way.
And she's really good at it. She doesn't like it's rare that we have an experiment that goes wrong. It's usually like, oh, that turned out great. You know, and it's not like you're following any kind of thing. Sometimes you just see a picture and I don't know. Pinterest and go, ooh, I'm making that.
Yeah. And it also depends on what noodles I'm boiling.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
I'd say thin spaghetti or angel hair spaghetti.
Oh, angel hair is the only way to go.
But you have to be really careful because if it gets soggy, it's real gross.
Angel hair?
Yes. It's just like a big lump of pasta.
Oh, do you want... Okay. You've heard all this hubbub around AI and, you know, image generation and all that. Mostly from me.
Yep.
I want you to see something real quick here if I can find it. It is really weird. That was also weird, but I won't look at her. It's Phoebe. All right. So this isn't very good for audio, obviously, but somebody basically said to an AI generation thing, hey, can you make... No, it's not showing it. Did I retweet it? I must have. It was basically, can you make Will Smith eating spaghetti?
Okay.
Which sounds weird just saying it, but here's what that turned into and why I don't think computers are ever going to fully understand anything. Here it is. Is that not the weirdest thing? No one eats spaghetti. Look at this. What is he even doing? That one looked like he took it out of his mouth and made a plate of it. And then here he's eating with his hands. Okay, there's a fork, I guess.
But the other one looks like a slice of pizza in a it's made of spaghetti.
Yeah, and then one shot was him eating spaghetti with a clone of himself. Computers are confused. I don't know what's up.
That's all right. I'm okay with that.
It's also really freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really freaky.
It's 100% computer generated, this imagery.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't like it either. It's really...
not really, even a little bit.
Really hard to watch. I'm surprised it didn't slap the noodles or something. Anyway, what I was going to say about... there's one text I didn't include, but I've now decided I'm having a moment editorial decision. We had somebody text us, and I kind of thought against it, and I thought I'd put it in, but now I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it was.
What is it?
They didn't leave a name, so I don't know who sent it. But somebody wants to know what our body count is. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's how many people you've had sex with.
One.
Yeah, one.
That would be one.
How boring are we? We're so boring. Like, we can't even give you a good answer. One. And it's the obvious, one.
It's each other?
Yeah, it's each other. There's no other, like, there's not some huge list of people. I know people have those. That's fine. I'm not, no judgment. I'm not saying anything at all. I'm saying... we're the most boring couple to ask that of.
That's not boring.
Not boring, but we're not going to give you some salacious answer. What are we going to do? Make it up?
Yeah, that's what we'd have to do.
We got...
okay, just stop.
14, 15. So I'm like, I'd be making that up. It'd be completely made up. It didn't exist before Kim and I. And it's not boring. It's just almost unheard of.
That's probably true.
People that wait till marriage now, that doesn't happen anymore.
Not often. It does, but not often.
Even before us. I had friends who I grew up with who were all doing it left and right from junior high on.
Yeah. Same.
I don't know what my deal was. I was just like, nah, that seems like a bad idea. That seems like it's not going to end well for anybody involved. That's the kind of the feeling I had about it. Yeah. And it wasn't even like overt. It wasn't overt pressure from parents or religion or any of that. It was just like, it's the same as drinking for me. It just was like, I don't think I'm interested.
It's kind of like when you meet that person, you know, and that's what we did.
Yeah. And then
they're the one for you.
And now we do it four times a day to make up for all that lost time.
All right.
And
now
we pretend to be all the people we never slept with. Just kidding. All right. Well, I answered your question. How do you feel now, texter, who I was going to ignore but didn't? All right. Foodie of the week. I'm going to recommend Kim's latest twist on her mushroom soup she makes for me, which is really a kind gesture because she doesn't like mushrooms herself.
I do not.
And so when she makes that, it's always for me. Carter doesn't like them either. The other two kids do, but they don't live here. And so they don't get to partake. But she already had started making these amazing homemade mushroom soups. You buy the mushrooms in the thing.
Yep.
Bring them home.
Baby portobellos have been the best that you like the most.
I do really like those. Cuts them up fresh, puts them in there. We use oat milk instead of milk. And I guess cow milk is milk. And it's so good. But then this last time you added, I think just added pepper to it.
I had a lot more pepper.
You liked it
when I've added paprika, like a smoked paprika.
Yeah.
It's a little smokier.
Something happened there that turned it from 10 to 11. It was so good.
Oh, I'm glad.
And you don't really have a recipe for this, do you?
No, really starting with like a butter and flour roux, and then adding oat milk and sometimes a little bit of chicken broth if I need a little more. And then fresh mushrooms.
By the way, paprika. I noticed the store had a sale on cream of mushroom soup from Campbell's for like 32 cents a can. or less than that.
That doesn't happen.
No, it was. It was Smith's. They had a whole rack of these.
32 cents.
They were all out in front. You know, they put the stuff out front in the entryway because they want to blow it out.
I didn't see it. I wasn't looking for
cream. I was so tempted. I could get 10. It was something like 10 cans for a dollar.
No.
It was some crazy thing.
I think it was 10 for 10.
No.
Which is a dollar again. Nothing's that cheap anymore.
It was something cheaper than a buck, though. I can't remember what it was.
It wasn't Campbell's either.
But I almost did it, even though that's the crappy stuff.
But then you thought, no, Kim will make me some more mushroom soup.
Have I told the story about before school? Yeah. I think I have. Before school, high school, meet my brother and I, my brother Matt, we would get ready to go to the bus. And we were always in a rush, and my mom's not up early making breakfast or anything. So we would, that was my phone. We would take a can of cream of mushroom soup, divide it into two, drop the blob into each other's cups. We had cups, half a blob,
you're drinking it
fill
out of
the
cups.
Rest with water or milk, and then stir it up real good. And then cold, not even cook it, not even heat it.
Oh, my gosh.
We just drink that down on our way out. Is that weird?
That's really weird.
It's weird. It's weird, but we were desperate. We didn't know what else to do. And we weren't going to eat till lunch, and school lunch sucks. So what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I think I'd figure something else out.
Yeah,
I was making grits for breakfast early in the morning.
Plus, you guys were up early because your mom was a freak about that. She'd get up. That's why you do this stuff. You're just like your mom in the good ways. In the good ways. Okay. Just want to make that clear. All right. That is it for us today, I think. Did you have anything else you wanted to tack into here?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm kind of grossed out by your mushroom soup.
That's pretty bad. No wonder I've got, I don't know. What are my problems? I can't wear a hat very well. I have to buy special hats. That's why the mushroom soup did it. Anyway, if you'd like to support the show, a great way to do it is over at the Frog Pants Patreon. It's kind of a catch-all for all the extra little things we do around here. This is one of those. And if you go to patreon.com/frogpants, you'll get to hear that. You'll never hear ads on that version of the feed. You also get a version of all the shows I do. Some of those have ads, but this one you won't. So check that out. patreon.com/frogpants. It's a monthly. It means you can only throw, a buck a month. What's that going to hurt?
Nobody.
That doesn't hurt anyone. A dollar? Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think who would hurt. You could go buy one of those 10 cans with a dollar. Anyway, patreon.com/frogpants. The website is frogpants.com/skim. And keep your emails coming to skimshow@gmail.com and your texts and your voicemails to 801-471-0462. That's going to do it.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys. Have a good one.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
If you like what you just heard, there's a very good chance you will like all the shows on the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.